Who do you want me to call? Your boyfriend?
No, some girl
You
called.
didn't even say I don't have a boyfriend.
No, I'm not interested in him right now, okay? Some girl called Jessica and like hung up on her, and then Jessica
Oh.
called her back and was like, "Hey, who's this?" And she hung up on her again. So she wanted me to like find out who she is. So I thought I can. You ready?
Let Brad be king.
No way, I don't want to be king. 541.
Okay, what do you want to handle it? Do you want us to be quiet?
Sure, I'll talk.
Okay.
Hey, can I do the soundboard thing if we do a lot of calls?
Okay, you can play the dot matrix printer.
Hello?
Hello, this is David from Verizon Wireless. I'm just returning your call. Hello.
I think you have the wrong number.
Oh no, somebody called from this number. Who's this?
I never called from this number.
Oh, well, somebody called from this number. Who am I speaking with?
From Verizon, Pennsylvania.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Who am I speaking with?
What's that?
Somebody called from this number about some problems you were having with the telephone line there.
I don't think so, but just hold on a second.
God.
Sigh.
I'm not sure, but nobody has made a phone call from this phone.
Well, who am I speaking with?
What's that?
Who is it that I'm speaking with currently?
This is Gary.
Oh, is this phone belong to somebody else then?
Yes, to a 13-year-old.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I
It's
also
been
show.
sitting right here on the counter.
I see. I also show that there's been a lot of like 900 number calls made from this line. And you're over your limit on that.
No.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm
That's weird because
showing right here.
I haven't heard of anything like that.
Yeah, the bill's up to $462 with numbers to 900-950 phone numbers. Probably sex lines of some
Okay,
sort.
hold on a minute. Hold on a minute.
Okay. Want to hear someone get slapped. $400
worth of knife. Hello?
Hi, who am I speaking with now?
This is Wendy. What can I do for you?
Oh, well, he said this was the residence today. Is this. You're not on the bill, I
Well,
don't think.
that's my boyfriend. I'm the primary person on the line. What's wrong?
Oh, because I don't see your name on the account here. It's all under Gary. I think he switched things over when you weren't looking.
He did not switch anything over when I wasn't looking because I added him to my account.
Ma'am, I don't appreciate the attitude. I think is what's happening is he's doing things behind your back, and you need to, probably watch him closer because there's all these 900 number calls.
You know what? I don't know who the fuck you think you are, but he ain't doing shit behind my back, so why don't you just fuck off and die because I don't even know who the fuck you are.
You don't need to talk to me like that, ma'am.
Brad, that was probably the funniest call I've heard you do in a long time.
Oh, thanks.
It was so awesome. And I owned at Mortal Kombat. Oh my god, they're calling back, I think. 541?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello, this is Gary from Verizon. Can I help you? Oh, wait, no, sorry, excuse me, you're Gary. My name's Steve. Hello?
Oh, so now you don't know who you are?
Oh, listen to you
Are
being
you
a smartass.
Gary or are you
No,
Steve?
I'm Steve. I'm Steve.
You know what? If you were a
Look,
real
I'm on
Verizon
drugs,
Wireless
and.
employee, you must be on drugs. Because if you're a real Verizon employee,
You're sure
first I'd have
telling
to
me
go
right
through all
now.
the prompts.
You're telling me right
What?
now. You're really telling me off. I'm just feeling horrible about myself with the way you're just speaking to
Well,
me and.
oh, good. I'm glad you're feeling horrible. Because why would you call my
Ouch, ouch.
12-year-old daughter's. No, shut up. Why would you call my 12-year-old daughter's cell phone to accuse somebody of doing something behind someone else's back?
Gary
This
says she's
phone belongs to
13.
a child.
Don't you know how old she is?
What?
Don't you know how old she is? Gary says
My
she's
daughter is
13.
not 13, you idiot. I
Well,
know when
see,
she was
that's just
born.
another example of Gary lying to you. And I think you know, really. You
of Gary lying to me. My daughter's not even Gary's child, so what does Gary have to do with this?
Why would Gary lie to me about her age? That's just crazy.
Probably because we've only been together 8 months and he doesn't know her frickin' birth date, you moron. Who the fuck is this, you dumb shit?
God, do you introduce your kids to, like, every person you date? That's so sad.
Excuse me?
That's so sad.
Do you have nothing better to do than call and harass someone, you jackass?
You should stop doing that.
I don't know who the fuck you are.
I'm going to call the police if you call me again. Do you understand?
You called our phone first, you moron, saying you're from Verizon. I'm going to...
Why'd you hang up on me? Why'd you hang up on me just to call back?
Because I wanted to see if it was a real Verizon number, considering you called a minor's cell phone.
You're such a woman.
She's 12 years old.
Is it illegal to call
you
a minor?
You want to see what a woman I am? You come right down here, you jackass, and I'll show you what a fucking woman I am.
That's hot.
Oh, well, I bet it is hot. Let me tell you.
Why are you telling me that I'm calling a minor? Is it illegal? Is that what you're trying to imply?
Well, it depends. What do you want from a minor child? Are you a pervert?
No, I think Gary is, though. I think you need to keep an eye on him.
How do you even know Gary? What is your beef with Gary? Do you know Gary? What, you don't have an answer for that one?
Yeah, I can't answer that. I'm sorry. My lawyer's shaking his head at me and putting his hand over the receiver.
You guys are... I don't know what game you're playing, but, man, you guys are grasping at straws. This is ridiculous.
Mean?
And to pose from... Say you're calling from Verizon... Can't you guys come up with something better than that?
Well, it worked. It fooled you. I got all your names and everything. Wendy McGarry.
Why would you do that?
Just for fun.
Well, what do you want from us?
No, I actually really am from Verizon. I was just calling about these 900 number charges. And
it's been a really long
day. We don't have any 900 number charges.
We've got, like, the entire tech support group on the line right now. We're just kind of laughing.
We're all giggling.
It's just been a long day.
I'm glad you find it so amusing, because I'm going to go online to Verizon right now and check my bill.
You should.
So thank you for bringing it to my attention. Bye.
That's going to show us. We're going to feel dumb now.
God, she's so retarded. She started laughing when you said that's hot.
I should go hook up with her.
You should. You want to call her back?
The mom, not the 13-year-old.
Oh, great. Yeah, Richard Carter would love that.
Smoke weed every day.
It gets kind of annoying.
Oh, I'm getting tired.
Call those people back.
The Verizon people?
Yeah.
Do it, Roxy.
Okay. You should just play sound effects. Who's going to talk? Who's going to talk?
Okay,
faggot!
I don't care. I'll talk.
Okay.
I'll say I'm Domino's pizza.
Yeah, we can't order it. We can't serve to you anymore because your boyfriend told us. Your fiance told us not to because he said he wants to marry you, but you're too fat.
They're not going to answer now.
Yeah, they know.
Calling 900 numbers.
Hi, you've reached Hannah. I can't get to the phone right now. Please
do you want me to hang up?
Call you back.
I'm not leaving a message.
Bye. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Hi, Tina. You can thank your parents for allowing us to have your phone number. Because, you know, we called them and they answered and your mom was really mean, so you can thank them for the prank calls.
And she's grasping at straws.
She was so funny, we had to call back. Like, I guess you can't thank them for us having your phone number. We just kind of acquired it through Jedi mind tricks, but you can definitely thank your parents, or at least your mom, for... giving us the what's the word? I don't know the word. Dang it.
And remember,
giving us the desire. Giving us the desire to call back. So if you can, just, you know, tell your mom, be like, hey mom, thanks for, you know, being such a bee so that people would prank call me.
Smoke weed every day. Smoke weed every day. Smoke weed every day.
Oh, God. Oh, my laptop's over here. That's why you couldn't hear me.
I could hear you.
Tomorrow, she's just out of nowhere. She's going to be like, you know, I'd really like to smoke weed today. Sounds really good. I don't know why.
I wanted to go like this. I want to be like, what's her name?
Hannah. Tina. Hannah.
I want to be like,
oh, Hannah? Tina.
I wanted to be like, hey, Hannah, this is John from Verizon Wireless, and I'm just calling to see how you're doing. if you got your phone fixed. So just give me a call back, 1-800-VERIZON, and I just got a... Sorry, I'm a double flusher.
Right. It was okay. Oh my god, they're calling back!
Oh, okay, shit. Okay, put him on the phone.
Are you recording?
I am, yeah.
Let me answer.
Call is now being traced by AT&T Security and Call Tracing Network. You will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
Hello?
Hello, this is Albany Police Department. And we have a trace on your phone call
in Pennsylvania. Fuck.
And we would like to assure you that there will be an officer coming to your house.
Okay, Gary. And, thanks for assuring us of that.
Yeah, right, whatever.
Thank you, Gary. You sound like a real officer. I already
talked to him and gave him the phone number, and they're going to trace it there and send an officer out.
So now you're not the officer anymore. Thank you, Gary.
Guys, a police officer is going to show up at my house now.
That guy just impersonated a police officer. It's like 10 times worse than anything we've done. That's like, you can't do that.
Don't worry.
No, he didn't actually impersonate. He didn't give a, you know, show you an ID.
Yeah, he said this is the Albany.
Yeah, but that's not impersonating. You can't even say it?
I don't think so.
No, he wouldn't come to Brad's house. He would come to my house.
Yeah, but don't worry, Roxy. You've got like a 20-hour head start.
Hold on. This just in. Gary has put a trace on Roxy's phone, and it's now sending police her way. Update soon.